tabling the report to the media in Johannesburg today, Amnesty International Regional Director Debros Muchena said although there are no visible beatings and killings of dissenting voices in Zimbabwe, the country is now using sophisticated methods of oppression. Muchena said the continued suppression of freedom of expression and association by using the country's old laws, despite the existence of the new constitution, is a direct disregard of the law and deliberate form of state oppression.
We have seen the existence and continued use of old laws, the Public Order and Security Act, which still requires people to seek police permission before they meet, like in this meeting is still in force. So the lack of congruence between the old laws that were used systematically to target and oppress are still in force. And I think that it means that the new constitution is not finding expression.
Noel Kututwa, Amnesty International Deputy Regional Director, said the brutal beatings and torture of journalist Itai Zamara and others who had gathered in Unity Square in Harare, demanding the resignation of President Mugabe earlier this year, is clear evidence that the state's repressive instruments are still in place.
And we continuously get reports of systematic torture, systematic intimidation and ill treatment taking place in Zimbabwe. We have evidence of ongoing police violence, brutality and the state of fear being used to suppress people.
Violent displacements of flood victims from Chingwizi camp in Maswingo is one of the incidents highlighted in the report as an act of oppression against the Zimbabwean people. Kututwa says, as chairman of both AU and SADC, President Mugabe has an obligation to ensure that the culture of human rights abuses is brought to an end.
In his leadership role of SADC and the AU, he has assumed certain obligations, and it is his responsibility as chair of those two organizations to ensure that the governance instruments and the principles upon which those two organizations were set up and are founded are implemented and are respected.
Other countries in Africa were also criticized for rights abuses in the report. Police brutality in South Africa also came in the spotlight. President Jacob Zuma's government was also criticized for failing to stop the frequent attacks on foreigners by locals. Swaziland also got its fair share of criticism for politically motivated arrests and the use of draconian laws aimed at silencing dissent. And Zambia was also criticized for failing to ensure maximum protection of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.